Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk 2E Conference for Adults. I'm Julie Skolnick. I am your host. I'm the founder of With Understanding Comes Calm, through which I guide parents and mentor 2E adults and train teachers all on how to bring out the best and raise self-confidence in gifted and 2E people, because we don't outgrow our giftedness or our 2E-ness, which is why we're here. And in this session with the wonderful Linda Rogley, she'll talk to us about free to be ADHD and 2E. Linda is a professional certified coach, award-winning author, and founder of the AD Diva Network for ADHD Women 40 and Better. I love how she says that. She is an internationally recognized expert in midlife and senior ADHD. She co-founded the annual ADHD Women's and ADHD Parents Palooza, at which I have spoken at both, and they are a total blast and incredible amount of information brought to you. She created the popular ADHD Get Organized program featuring live organizing sessions, and her book, Confessions of an AD Diva, Midlife in the Nonlinear Lane, won first prize for women's issues in the prestigious Next Generation Indie Book Awards competition. So, without further ado, welcome Linda Rogley to Let's Talk 2E Adult Conference.
You know, when I created this presentation, it's the first time I've done this, talking about 2E, although it comes into my conversation often, but it's not really the first, it's the first time I've really put these two together. And when I was talking about it, it really is a paradox. And as Julie mentioned, we don't really understand this ourselves, to tell you the truth. So let's talk a little bit first about ADHD. Giftedness, we're going to leave to the experts, and that's Julie, but we're going to talk about ADHD specifically. So ADHD, some of you know that you have an ADHD brain, and some of you know your kiddos have ADHD brains, and some of you suspect that your partner or your spouse has an ADHD brain, but they don't really believe it, actually. And the rest of you are secretly wondering, do I have an ADHD brain too? It's a question mark, right? So let's find out a little bit about ADHD, and you can see whether you fit into any of those boxes. You know, there's a book out there called You Mean I'm Not Lazy, Crazy, or Stupid, or maybe it's Lazy, Crazy, whatever the order of the words are. So a lot of folks think about ADHD in terms of exactly those words. ADHD is like screw ups, right? ADHD is like having trouble in school. ADHD is like you're a space cadet. I can't even think. What's wrong with you? Can't you even, you know, pay attention? And most importantly, a lot of times ADHD is associated with failure, a profound sense of failure, which just goes right to the heart of everything we're going to talk about today. But the thing is that those descriptors don't always apply to high IQ ADHD folks. We are the honor students. We are the ones that, you know, we may do it scoot in at the last minute, but we're getting our book reports in there. We're getting the A's. We're in the gifted programs. I was in the gifted program when I was in elementary school, for heaven's sake. So it doesn't sound like anything that would be familiar to us. As a matter of fact, when someone said, do you have ADHD? I laughed at them. It's like, oh, no, I can't have ADHD. That's for little kids, right? However, I learned a lot more about that. So what we end up doing, because we do have the things that go along with ADHD, as we mentioned, time blindness and impatience and impulsivity, we begin to kind of protect those things because we have a reputation for being really good at what we're doing, really good, especially at school, usually. That's where we tend to shine. So we begin to craft this super persona, at least for the outside world, that we look like we are, ta-da, we are there, we have this. The problem is it's got this very soft underbelly that we have to protect all the time. So what we end up doing is becoming our intellect. My intellect is my identity. No one can know anything else. And as long as I can outthink everyone else in the room, I'm fine. The problem is we can't always do that. There's a reality behind that facade. Late night, last minute hyperfocus, just as I did for this presentation. And Julie knows that. We get anxious. We're really afraid that we're going to be found out. It's the imposter syndrome, trying to put up a facade so that no one sees behind it. It's the classic Wizard of Oz thing. Don't look behind the curtain. Don't look behind the curtain. And then the things that we end up producing, the performance, it's never quite as good as if I'd had more time. But of course, we did have more time. The problem is we didn't use it wisely, back to time blindness. And just to mention time blindness, since I'm not going to really talk a lot about that today, time blindness means two things. One is not knowing how much time is passing, so that you underestimate the amount of time things take. But it's also not recognizing, like when you're in hyperfocus, you don't even know what time it is. You are in hyperfocus and you think it's been an hour. All of a sudden you look up and it's been 4 or 5 hours later. So time blindness is the thing that makes us late to appointments. And it also makes us scoot in at the last minute and, you know, feel like, oh, I thought I could do this, but no, I needed more time. I have to tell you a couple of stories. I just want to mention a couple of things. One of the things about ADHD, I love this, and this is actually from people from whom I have heard, the people in my client base, if you will. The woman was leaving her garage and she was so afraid because she was so forgetful that she actually put a post-it on her steering wheel that said, "Don't forget the baby." She had just had a new baby, so it was like new on her list of things to do, right? There was another woman who worked in a laboratory. She ran pregnancy tests and everything was just going just fine until she ran a pregnancy test on male specimen of urine. Yeah. And just so you know, thank goodness he wasn't pregnant. That was good news, right? We often have chaos, which is the can't have people over syndrome. This is one of the pictures from one of the people in my organizing group. And I will tell you, I'm showing you the before picture. The after picture was much, much better. It was just beautiful. And I also had a doctor in my practice that was behind on 243 charts, and she was trying to catch up because she was an excellent doctor. She was really good at what she did, but the paperwork was killing her. And of course, when you're a doctor, you do need to chart so that you know what the heck is going on with your patients. So in case someone else sees that patient, they also know. We get along with telling little white lies because we are going to catch up. Yes, I'm almost done with that. Yes, I'll do it next week. It'll just be fine. No problem. But we actually cover up the truth with our lie because we're afraid that maybe we won't catch up. So there's that constant fear, again, of being found out. One of the women that emailed me some years ago called ADHD her dirty little secret. She had to hide it all the time, and she was on alert all the time. So this is what hypervigilance looks like. We are afraid that we are going to be found out, so we are trying so hard to make sure that everything is perfect. We have to be alert all the time. We have to be just like this dog. Just, all right, I'm on it, baby. It has to be perfect, and no one can look behind the curtain or under the petticoat or under the table. It is just, we are so afraid that we're going to actually, bottom line of this, disappoint other people, but also in the process, disappoint ourselves. We become really obsessed with details. And that's ironic because ADHD is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. You'd think attention deficit would be, oh, we don't pay attention to those details. But actually, attention deficit disorder is completely misnamed. It actually is attention to everything. I talk about the fact that ADHD folks, well, let's talk about neurotypical people. Without ADHD, you may view the world at about a 60% angle. ADHD folks view things with 180 or wider angle, and which means we are taking in so much more than anyone else is. We're the ones that are going to notice that your tire's flat as we walk through the parking lot, just as a matter of course, just kind of, oh yeah, one of those little things. We're going to notice that you've changed the color of the room immediately when we come in. And we're going to be obsessed with that because we need control. I've certainly been accused of being controlling in my life. And then I realized it was really all about the ADHD. So we want to maintain structure and we want to maintain control. The problem is that it's really exhausting.
Follow link in description to learn more.